base support money on May 27th. And so it wasn't 3 months ago that we ran out of money that would support the program whereby we buy mortgages bearing interest rates below the market rate. At that time, there were a number of bills pending in Congress, some of which would have afforded a 6% interest rate, some a 7% interest rate, some cash assistance. And the program, the Emergency Home Purchase Act, pursuant to which we buy mortgages at a below market interest rate, has a variable interest rate in and of itself. It is tagged to the Treasury borrowing rate over a 6 to 12 year period. And we were very, very concerned about putting out yet another program, not knowing what Congress was going to do. So we simply waited for a few weeks, and it never occurred to us, of course, that their bill would adopt all of the interest measures. And so it was not ignoring the problem, it was watching to see what the solutions would be afforded. And had they offered a solution, as indeed they have offered now, that was reasonable, then we would not have utilized the old program. And my interpretation is now that $2 billion, if the president signs the new bill that will be on his desk, I believe, on Monday in enroll form, that those provisions will cover that $2 billion that the president alluded to.
Will the president sign that bill?
It would be my recommendation that he does sign the bill.